Emory University Podcasts.
I had a close friend question my choice, and that really made me take time to consider the fact that nursing was predominantly female.
For decades, the United States has been suffering from a nationwide nursing shortage. A job so critical for the health of the people is continuously in demand. So what could be the solution? I'm Daniel Sung, and you're listening to Healthier You, a podcast made by students at Emory University's Center for the Study of Human Health. Every week, we bring you personal stories and expert insights into our generation's biggest health questions. Today, nursing is a lucrative, in-demand job, so why aren't more men entering the field?
Nursing has a long history of being an extremely gendered profession throughout decades and decades. I mean, when we think about, first of all, the stereotypical images of nurses, almost always a woman comes to mind.
That is Dr. Sydney Spangler, associate professor in the Nell Hodgson Woodruff School of Nursing. Nursing shortages date back almost 100 years, specifically in the 1930s, when there were economic, technological, and healthcare events that led to an increased demand for nurses. Even today, with almost 3 million active nurses, the nation struggles to meet the demand for more nurses. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are more men in nursing now than ever before, but they still make up only 12% of the nursing workforce. So why don't more men join?
I think for men who hold a more masculine-leaning identity, there may be some insecurity about, and I should also say this may also stem from a lack of information, just assumptions on their part, perhaps. But I think that, you know, keeping in line with traditional stereotypical gender roles of prestige and influence and money, certain men are probably going to feel a bit insecure about going into nursing because they'll always be juxtaposed against physicians.
In a qualitative study published in the Journal of Men's Studies in 2022, researchers explored perceptions of male nurses among nursing and non-nursing students. They found that while attitudes are changing as more men enter the field, nursing is so strongly correlated with feminine stereotypes that male nurses have even had their sexuality questioned. Another recent qualitative study, this one from Massey University in New Zealand, looked at why men don't consider nursing as a career choice. It found that men felt isolated due to gender imbalances in the workplace, and men were not too aware of nursing being a career choice. This was due to men working in a female-dominated space as undergraduates. The study pushed for more education for people to know what nursing truly is and not be clouded by negative stereotypes. Okay, so some men think nursing isn't manly, and other men don't know it's an option. What can be done to change that? To find out, I decided to go straight to the source.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Sun. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm currently a sophomore, and I'm on the pre-nursing track.
That is my friend and sweet mate John, who I talked to in our apartment.
I think a major reason I chose nursing over any other major was the personal connections I had with nurses back at home. I had a lot of family, friends, and also just relatives who are in the nursing field currently. And I was really inspired by that. And I think that understanding the duties that a nurse has really helped me make my concrete decision.
When John first considered career choices at Emory, he knew he wanted to work in healthcare. He considered different healthcare majors, including pre-med and human health, but it ultimately came down to nursing. He chose nursing because it was the best fit for his lifestyle, as he wants to work right after college, even with the reality of being one of the only males in class.
I think that it's all about just having an open mind. I think that there's a preconception that nursing is only for females, and that is rapidly changing throughout the modern day. It's just being able to have that open mind to partake in the field that's predominantly female.
It turns out that there are even professional organizations devoted to supporting men in nursing. It's called, unsurprisingly, the American Association for Men in Nursing, or AAMN for short.
My name is Curry Borlon. I'm an associate professor at the UAB School of Nursing. I'm also the assistant dean for graduate clinical education, all things related to the doctoral programs. As far as the organization, for the American Association for Men in Nursing, I am the vice president.
What does the AAMN do?
This professional organization is over 50 years old, but really over the last 10 years or so, it's been a strong force to advocate for men. It not only helps diversify the workforce, it helps amplify the need for nurses that are from various gender backgrounds. It also provides an opportunity for a lot of education, not only education for nurses, but education for communities, education for parents, education for families, patients, and so forth.
The organization has been critical in providing mentorship to students, who make up 48% of the organization, many of whom are on track to becoming educators, advanced practice providers, nurses, and more. Professional organizations like the AAMN truly open the door for men to network with those already experienced in the field and offer a community that may not be possible in their respective workplaces. Men like John are drawn to nursing because it offers a better work-life balance compared to becoming a doctor. There are a lot of different nursing jobs available that don't require as many years of education and training.
It really is access is around us. There's distance accessible programs. There's fully immersed programs. There's associate's degrees, baccalaureate degrees, master's degrees, doctoral degrees. There's multiple different degree paths. It really is about looking, what do you want as a career? If you want to remain in clinical practice, then you need to focus on clinical practice. There's a lot of educational opportunities out there.
Nursing has so much flexibility in the way you can become one and in the area that you can work in. The job has good work-life balance and different specialties can fit your needs. It's all a matter of assessing your needs. The field of medicine as a whole is a constant team effort. No matter what profession you have in the field, everyone plays a role in providing quality healthcare. With nursing shortages, there's a challenge to fulfill the vital work that nurses play. Although more men entering the field will not completely fix the issue, there would definitely be more aid for patients. To enter the field, there needs to be a better social perception surrounding male nurses, as well as more awareness about the job. John says it's all about having the right attitude.
To really just boil it down to, if you want to be part of this healthcare system and be the foundation of it, rather than focusing on preconceptions within the major or the job, and to just have an open mind about it.
The biggest thing is for anyone, for any of the listeners who are interested potentially in nursing, or for a male who's listening who's potentially interested in nursing, we have a lot of nurses who are second career, so that those who have been in different careers, unsatisfied with a career or retired from a career, come back to nursing school and have a second career. It's everything's possible. Nursing is such a wide expanse of opportunity that everything really is possible.
Thanks for listening to Healthier You from the Center for the Study of Human Health at Emory University. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your podcast app and make sure to leave us a rating or review. This episode was reported and produced by me, Daniel Sung. Our theme music is by Tim Todge. Special thanks to Dr. Sydney Spangler, Curry Bordelon, and Jonathan Sun. You can find links to all the studies and resources we mentioned in our show notes or on our website, exploringhealth.org.